You're an original like nobody else, so why would you want to copy anybody? You are everything that you need. You're listening to Authentic Voice, the podcast, and I'm Janice McQueen, your host. Each week, I will share with you inspirational stories with people that know who they are and believe in their passion and purpose. Authenticity is the best gift you can give yourself. Begin your journey to authenticity right now. Welcome to Authentic Voice, the podcast. This is my final episode before I take a long hiatus, and I've got Joanne Brown, who is a former Mrs. International, and she's going to share her story of pageantry, how she was the first national married title holder to be on the cover of Pageantry magazine, and how she struggled with self-confidence while wearing a crown. This lady is a former lawyer, and she's currently an administrator at a K-12 school and an entrepreneur. I'm really excited to speak with this wife and mom of two sons. Welcome to the show. So I'm so excited to have you on the show, Joanne. I've looked up to you because you were Mrs. International a year after I was Mrs. United States. So we sort of crossed paths that way. I was still reigning, I think, when you won. And of course, I'm from North Carolina. You're from Georgia. So I just am excited to talk with you. You're my final interview before I go on this nice hiatus to work on some other things. So welcome so much to the show. I'm so excited to have you.
I am so thrilled to be here. And I love that you kind of walked us down memory lane in the world of pageantry, because I remember you so clearly as the reigning Mrs. United States. And yes, our paths crossed, but never fully intersected. And so I'm excited that we get a chance to sit down and have a conversation. It is long overdue, my friend.
I know it is long overdue. And it's so funny. I had forgotten that, you know, you sent me over your bio. I had forgotten that you were first runner-up to Lorette when she won Mrs. United States.
That's right.
Completely forgot about that. And Lorette and I, you know, when I lived on the East Coast, we hung out a little bit. And, she's gone on to do a lot with the America system. I don't see her, but maybe a couple times per year. But I really think highly of her as well. Mm-hmm. And I remember you, and I remember you in that pageant because I was working so hard to study that, because I was also Mrs. North Carolina America in 97, and you were 96 in Georgia.
That's right.
So I just love how things work out. You know, pageantry really is a sisterhood. So mm-hmm. I thought we would talk about that, what it's like, you know, your history of pageantry. I sort of did walk through your background there just in a brief way, in a conversational mm-hmm. type way. But, you know, your pageant history is a lot more impactful because, you know, you were, you know, you're a woman of color, and you were the first woman of color to be crowned Mrs. International, correct?
Yes.
What was that like? I mean, that's got to be like, yes, impactful, you know. And of course, I'm a full believer that pageantry is diverse, but I don't know if everybody thinks that, but I do. And it's just so great that you got to represent that first win and sort of set the standard for the industry.
Yes. And I like to stay away from the word standard, because I actually think that sometimes is what brings on pressure that we shouldn't have to carry. So I was thrilled to be able to win the title of Mrs. International in 2000. But when you think about the fact that it was the year 2000, you know, and that my win impacted so many people because I was a woman of color, specifically a Black woman who won an international title. I was the first Mrs. on the cover of Pageantry magazine. So I got a lot of coverage at a time where social media wasn't around. And so for other women, Black women, Black girls, and quite frankly, just women and girls in pageantry, to see someone who looked like me on the cover representing married women was something very different. And it was an exciting time, but it was for me also a challenging time to navigate what did that mean, and the standard of beauty, had it really changed, or was I an exception? So there was a lot of questioning of myself about who I needed to be for so many people during my year. But subsequently, you know, people have always attached and affiliated me with that that title. And so you mentioned, you know, pageantry being the sisterhood. I mean, you move on, but you never really step completely away from your title and what you represented to so many people. And so it was a year-long process of understanding what expectations were from people that might not have been familiar with someone who looked like me in this role, being able to redefine what that looked like. And I was very intentional when I won the pageant to represent myself in a way that felt very authentic to me. And so even down to the color of my gown, which was a mustard gold gown, was not something that we often saw, because it complemented my skin tone in a way that it didn't the majority of contestants. And so I kind of did a lot of very intentional choices. I made real intentional choices about how I represented, how I looked, how I was wardrobed in a way that would enhance me as a woman of color, as a Black woman. Yeah.
But that's important, I think. And pageantry has changed so much since the year 2000, and it hasn't. I mean, you still have certain things that you work on. You still enhance your internal beauty. There's so many things, as you know, in pageantry that we could talk about. But what I think has changed is this stereotypical, I need to wear a white gown. I need to be 5'10". I need to be blonde and blue eyed. I need to have this. It's not so much about, okay, what is, like you said, that word that we shouldn't use, that industry standard, because then because that's not true. It is definitely not true. I mean, I'm only 5'3½", and I'm the shortest that I know of national title holder that's been crowned in a major title, major pageant. And I don't think that everybody or anybody ever thinks of me as being short. And hopefully nobody thinks of you now as being a woman of color. You're a beautiful, accomplished, intelligent woman who's successful. So I love that that has changed in pageantry, but you're right, doing it for the first time or having all eyes on you is exciting, but also probably very strenuous. You had a lot to do your year. And, you know, I know Carl Dunn does not put title holders on his cover very often, unless it's Miss America, Miss Universe, or Miss USA. So congratulations to that. I remember having only but a wee ad, a small little ad inside for Mrs. United States when you were on the cover, and I was just in awe of you.
Thank you
for all that you did. You opened up doors. You made it possible for women to think beyond what, I guess, the industry, we, as women, are held back. We as women are not paid as much. We as women have to follow certain rules and regulations to be able to do the things we should do. And with any industry, we have to work harder, and we get scrutinized more. And
absolutely.
I'm so glad that you paved the way.
No, well, thank you for that. And while you were talking, I was like, you know, I think that this journey didn't begin even with just pageantry. You know, as a trial lawyer, when I started practicing law in the late 80s, I was the third woman in my law firm that was hired in a firm of over 30 men. And I was the first Black woman ever hired by this law firm, and the only Black woman for many years at that firm. But as a woman, you speak about, just as trailblazers, we often have to pave the way. I had to write my own maternity policy at this law firm when I became pregnant with my first child, because they hadn't even thought through what it meant to bring women on board, and the fact that we would need to have these policies and practices in place to accommodate us, you know, in a way that made us feel like we really do belong here. And so, as women, whether we are in pageantry or in other areas of our lives, I do think we have this added responsibility to always kind of consider, what am I doing in this space that's going to make it easier, better, enhanced for the women that are going to come behind me? Because we are still in a very male-dominated society. So,
yes, we are. That is amazing. Are you still a lawyer?
Well, once a lawyer, always a lawyer. You know, I worked a lot. I worked many hours for not only that Juris Doctorate, but also in passing the bar. So, yes, I am still an attorney, but I don't practice law anymore. I did make the transition into school administration about 12 years ago after practicing law for 15 years in the Atlanta area. And it was one of the best decisions I ever made.
All the
wheelhouses of the different areas of my being that needed to be ignited that weren't necessarily being challenged in law were sparked in education, and so that's where I am right now.
Fantastic. I knew you had made a switch, but I wasn't 100% sure that you were doing a little bit of both. So that's great to know. And, you know, kudos to you for following your dream. I think that speaks another message to our listeners in that it's, even if you go to school for something, doesn't mean that you have to do it. You can do it. And then if it's not for you, you change it. It's okay to change. It's okay to want more.
I should have actually changed it much sooner because I knew I wasn't feeling fulfilled. You know, I'm a strong believer of finding where your passion and your purpose intersect. And I was practicing law with maybe some purpose. I knew that I was doing impactful work. I was an excellent civil litigator, but I didn't have a whole lot of passion around it. I was passionate in representing my clients, but I didn't have this internal passion around the profession. And so I challenge women out there, your listeners, to not only explore what it is that you're good at, but what is it that you're also passionate about, and really find where that purpose and passion are able to intersect. Because I do believe that that's where our calling is.
I do too. And it's a hard thing. Let me tell you, it's hard. I talk to women all the time about that. And it can intersect with your community, with your relationships, with not only others, but yourself. But when you lose that passion for things, it can affect other things. So it's so important to be in tune with your thoughts and things that bring you joy. Absolutely. And it's okay to make a change.
It is so okay to make a change. And at 56 years old, and I'm not ashamed to ever share my age, I am constantly on a journey of self-exploration. And 5 months ago, started a whole other journey of wellness in my life that was much more intentional and purposeful. And so it is not too late. I always say it's not too late. It's only too late if you never start. And so whether that is in your own journey of self-discovery, whether that is in wellness, whether that is in your purpose and your calling, it's not too late. And we shouldn't feel like we are locked in. And I do feel like women my age sometimes feel like it's too late, that maybe I should have started on this journey years ago. But I don't believe that at all.
I don't either. And I, for one, you look amazing. So and I think that's one reason why you can say your age, because people will look at you and go, what? And I'm with you, sister. I'm 58. And even though it's very hard to say that number, I say it I'm proud or comfortable, because I know that I don't look 58. I don't feel 58, and it doesn't matter. It's a number. Certainly I do not look 20 something or even 30 something anymore. There was a time when I did, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. I've gone through a lot, and women, no matter who's listening, male or female, and no matter your age, because I know it's a variety of people that listen to Authentic Voice, I'm hoping that you're hearing a message that you need to hear. It doesn't matter your age. Many women are told they're too young to be able to do something. You're too young. You don't know any better. And then conversely, as we get older and people identify that we have wisdom and that we are, maybe have a few wrinkles or a few gray hairs, mm-hmm. they'll the conversely say, well, you know, it was done this way before, or it's done this way now. And like, we don't understand that. Right. And women think that, okay, well, you start doing the math. And, you know, for example, if you want to go back to school, you start doing the math and think, okay, if I go back to school, if I change my career, does that mean I'm only going to have a certain amount of years left? And we're both here to tell you, no, that is not what it means. You can do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, for as long as you want to do it. So I applaud you. So talk about that entrepreneurship of being in wellness, because I'm all into health and wellness. I love that. I could talk about it forever. Let's talk about that.
What is it? I'd love to. I think that, you know, I wasn't looking for that particular journey. I just knew that I wasn't feeling great. And I think as most women our age, sometimes we start to feel some things and we're not really sure what is going on. And for me, it was menopause and understanding that my body was really adjusting and transitioning to another season in life, and that I needed to make some intentional steps around my own wellness. But not only that, I had come out of a really heavy year of heavy lifting with the work that I do in education. And we'd had a really tough year during the pandemic. And so it was dual pandemics, right? Like COVID-19 and also racial unrest and how that was impacting my community. And so I was coming out of that a little bit battle scarred and exhausted, and on top of the physical changes that were also happening in my own body, and finding what I needed to address those. And for me, that was collagen, understanding that at a certain age, our body no longer produces it at the rate at which we need it. And stumbled across a wellness company that has a really high grade collagen supplement. But along the way of discovering this product that has really changed my life. I'm much more physically active than I was even 5 months ago because of that. I jumped in with both feet in self entrepreneurship and in the e-commerce space, and said, you know what, I'm going to build this plane while I fly it. I'm going to earn a residual income while I'm learning how to do direct sales in an e-commerce space, which I had never done before, and realized that the power of social media and our platforms and outreach is really extensive, and that people are watching us when we don't even realize it. And so showing up consistently with my own wellness regimen and how that is inspiring and motivating other people to really make decisions around their own wellness has been really exciting for me. It has presented a balance that I needed with my everyday 9-to-5 job and then this other venture that I have that has become very successful, both from an income-producing standpoint, but also it's impacting a lot of lives, has brought this amazing Zen balance to what I love doing every day in my school community with this ability to touch lives beyond that in other ways in the wellness space.
That's amazing. And, you know, that's a whole nother, I mean, that's, I've talked about the changes in menopause on a couple of shows in the past when this was Beauty Call podcast, and it, you know, it's hard. It's something that I'm going through right now. I maybe started a little bit later than I guess the average person. So I'm blessed there. But for the last 4.5 years, I would say, it's been very, very difficult. It's caused a lot of stress, a lot of, you know, physical issues that honestly have just affected my life, infected my relationships. And so I would love, you know, for those of you on the show that are over a certain age, or you know, I know people that have gone into menopause in their 30s, so it's not necessarily age driven, although most of the time it is. Right. I would love if you would share, you know, how we can reach out to you to be involved with your product and buy something from you.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. I can share that link and you can drop that in of how reach me. You can also reach me on my IG page, Instagram at I Am Beauvoir, B-E-A-U-V-O-I-R, at I Am Beauvoir. Beauvoir is my maiden name. It means beautiful to see. And so when I am talking to people about their wellness journey, I really want them to see themselves in a beautiful way through a beautiful lens. And we are our harshest critics. We feel like we cannot applaud ourselves or even describe ourselves as beautiful. And as women who are aging, I really want us to embrace this idea of aging gracefully. So when you visit my Instagram platform, you'll see that hashtag often, hashtag aging gracefully, hashtag I am beautiful, hashtag beautiful to see, because I want to put that out there so consistently that people can begin to embrace that for themselves. But yeah, I would love to connect with people on my Instagram page. Just DM me a message, just whether it is, please tell me more about your collagen supplements, or please tell me more about what helped you through your transition into and through menopause or on your wellness journey. I'm happy to lead you and direct you to what really helped me.
Yes, I'm looking. I've started following you, Joanna. And I see, you know, I actually have bought some, it's the liquid BioCell from Modern, and Lodier. And I have, I did order one thing from them, and I do love it. So I absolutely love it. Let me see what it is really quickly, because I want to tell our audience. Hold on one second. And I ordered it just on, you know, just by chance. And, you know, it's the liquid BioSeal called Life. It brings joint and lubrication.
Okay.
It helps skin, hydration, firmness. And I do like it. So I'm willing to try more if I can look as great as you do and feel like you do and have the energy and probably great relationships like you do. All the things that sometimes menopause will hurt. I definitely am all about that. And you've inspired me. And I think it's something that all ages can take. Yes. So, and I know this product is fantastic. It's also vegan, from my understanding.
Vegan collagen. It is vegan friendly. It is vegan friendly. There is no collagen that is actually vegan, because we do have to source that from animal protein. Says that it's vegan, it's really an amino acid and not actually collagen. But you are using the Life product, which is what I started on because of the joint discomfort that I was having and inflammation, and has really changed my ability to be more physically active because of that. I say I'm going to be on Life Liquid Biosil for the rest of my life.
And it's great. And I'm all about supplements. I take some great restorative health supplements. One of our sponsors, Bria Sharon, she's an integrative health practitioner. She has turned me on to Dr. Stephen Cabral's supplements, which are fantastic. And then, of course, I love the Modir, and I'm all about doing anything I can to feel and look good and be there and to be more present, because I'll admit, when I started going through, even with perimenopause, which I started in 2011, because I know that's when it started, I could just tell. And you know, started the menopause phase in end of 2016. Just a little bit about me is I had some fibroids and I had those removed, and it just threw me right into hot flashes and menopause and made me just miserable. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't have the resources and the doctors to help me. I wasn't, even though I was plant-based and working out, I didn't know the health journey I needed to take. And I'm just being honest, as someone who really thought she had it all together, didn't. On the outside, it looked like I had it together, but on the inside, this thing called menopause was causing such an imbalance in me that caused so much more than we even have time for on this show. But when I come back from my hiatus, maybe we can chat again and talk more about that and your journey with that, because I think it's an interesting topic that so many women need, and men, husbands need to hear.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, when I think about our generation and even women who are in their 30s and 40s, this is not a conversation that we had with our mothers or our grandmothers or aunts.
No.
I want to remove any kind of taboo or stigma off of the word, even the word menopause. We don't even say it freely in our daily conversations, which I think is such a shame, because there's so much that we can share with younger women about this transition and this process to prepare them for it in a way that I don't feel like I was really prepared. And so I would love to come back and have this, extend this conversation. And yes, men, if you have a partner or a daughter or a sister, you should understand, or a coworker, you should understand everything about menopause, because it is very real. And we could certainly use your compassion and support during that stage of our life.
Exactly. Compassion, forgiveness, support, understanding, all of the above. If you have a relationship of any kind, it is not easy. I will be honest. It's much harder than puberty. It's much harder than childbirth. It's much harder than really anything. And I finally feel like I'm beginning to get a hold of it and this transition in my life. And again, it's a whole topic. So let's make a promise. This is a hiatus. I'm not going away. I'm taking a bit of a break to do exactly what we're talking about, is to work on me, to get my health back, to have time for my husband, time for my son, time for my friends, time for myself, and to get back to Janice. And there's nothing wrong with that. I will have reruns happening during my hiatus. And Joanna, when I come back, I would love for you to be my first guest. And let's talk about this animal, this condition, or whatever this is that we need to talk about, so people don't associate it is not good, but let's not let it be bad. Let's let it be just something that we go through, just like puberty or childbirth.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right? It looks different for all of us, each one of us. I would love that. And Janice, I want to just take a minute to applaud you for saying yes to you, to yourself, and taking that time and putting yourself first. So I applaud you for that. Way to go.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It may not have always looked like I ran around thinking about other people, because I was trying to do so many things, but ultimately it's in the last 2 years, it's really come crashing down on me that I'm doing too much. And I want to be there for my friends and my family, especially my husband and son. And I want to be there for my clients as a coach and be there for my job. And it does come down to taking care of you. And if you're listening and you need to hear this, know that it's okay. And Joanna, I just really appreciate you so much. This was a long time coming. We should have crossed paths talking or being in person many, many years ago, but I'm so glad that we did now. I felt compelled to reach out to you for a reason, and I did. And I will share the link of how to contact her, but make sure you do visit online. That is how you're going to be able to contact Joanna with IM Beauvoir, is how you say Beauvoir?
Beauvoir.
B-E-A-U-V-O-I-R. Beautiful name to see beauty, right? And you are beautiful inside and out. And I will put the link to contact you for that, as well as this product, Modira. I can't say enough great things about what I've tried so far. So I am saying yes to me. And this is totally unprepared. This was not something we planned. I'm not a salesperson. This podcast is not to sell you anything. My sponsors never, ever, or anybody on my show never pays me to say or do anything. I'm not that person. This is called Authentic Voice for a reason. This is authenticity, and it's all unplanned. It's conversations with real people like Joanna, who is an amazing woman, a former lawyer, an administrator, an entrepreneur, a health advocate, a beautiful woman, Mrs. International, former Mrs. Georgia United States, former Mrs. Georgia America, and always a queen. A legacy. Thank you so much for joining me, Joanna.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, hey guys, I wanted to give a shout out to one of my very favorite people, Bria Sharon. She was a guest on my show a couple of weeks back, so make sure you go back and listen to her episode. And she is a holistic health practitioner, and she has suffered from so many things, including hypothyroidism. And that's something that I suffer from. And it's something I was diagnosed with about 10 years ago, and it caused me to gain about 15 pounds. And I just have the toughest time shedding that weight and having the energy to do all the things that I do in my life. And I'm a busy gal. I have this podcast, I'm a writer, I'm a coach, and I have a full-time job that I love. I'm a wife, I'm a mom, and a best friend to so many people. So I'm a busy gal, very involved with my church. And the way that I keep saying is by eating a very holistic diet and exercising and doing the best that I can. But you know, sometimes a gal needs a little bit of help. And Bria opened my eyes when I met her. And when we talked, I was so impressed with her and the things that she's overcome through the proper diet, proper exercise. She has really made a difference in my life. I've started working with her, and she helps you get your health back, your body back, and to not only feel better and look better, but to find the underlying root cause to your body's diseases by eliminating toxicities and replacing deficiencies. And if you are like me and you're wondering why you do everything right, you exercise, you eat right, you meditate, you breathe, you have work-life balance, but still you don't feel good, or you still have the weight on, well, that's me. So Bria Sharon has used her experience, her life's experience, her integrative health experience, and she approaches that with diet, exercise, stress reduction, toxin removal, rest, emotional balance, supplementation, and a successful mindset. She does all of that that helps you eliminate your body and your beauty inside and out. And I love that because that's what we're all about, is beautiful people being beautiful on the inside and beautiful on the outside because they're beautiful on the inside. So I want you to check her out, because if she's helping me, she can help you. It's briasharon.com. That's briasharon.com. And if you log on, you'll be able to receive more information as well as a free gift because you listen to the show. So I wish you beauty. I wish you health. I wish you wellness. And thanks so much for being a listener.
Hey, thanks so much for listening. Make sure that you're subscribing at your favorite podcast platform so that you get our podcast as soon as it's available. Also, head over to Facebook and join my private Facebook group called Authentic Voice Nation. And if you'd like, please join my newsletter. It's free, and you get a weekly update about me, my podcast, beauty tips, great recipes, fitness tips, and so much more. The way to sign up is to go to my homepage of janicemcqueen.com, scroll down, and you'll see where to join at the bottom. It's just a weekly newsletter, and I promise not to spam you, but I would love for you to join our group of authenticity. Thanks so much for listening.